One thing to remember about crime is that crime is complex. As Benjamin Disraeli might have said, and Mark Twain said he said, there are three kinds of lies. Lies, damn lies, and statistics. And crime reporting in the U.S. probably checks all three boxes. But the news this good is, or this year is good, because murder's down, perhaps by the greatest margin ever. Killings in the U.S. plunged by nearly 20% compared to last year, following a COVID-era spike in violence, according to the Real-Time Crime Index. In total, there were 5,912 murders recorded in the U.S. between January and October 2025, compared to 7,369 during the same period in 2024. That's on top of a 15% drop between 2023 and 2024. Murders are down 16% in Minneapolis, 19% in L.A., 20% in New York City, and 28% in both Chicago and the District of Columbia. So to what do we attribute the drop? And that's where we get into the Mark Twain turf. Could it possibly be better enforcement? Coming from X, Steve Guest says, well, Democrats don't believe this is possible. Murders are down nearly 20%, the largest one-year drop on record. Turns out that arresting criminals and deporting illegal aliens helps lower crime. And it's interesting to look at the crime stats. Motor vehicle theft is down 23.2%. Murder, 19.8%. Robbery, 18.3%. Burglary, 14.8%. Property crime, 12.3%. Violent crime, 10.2%. Theft, 8.9%. Rape, 8.7%. Aggravated assault, 7.5%. All of these are down. And all of this has to help, right? Many of those blue cities still have Soros-funded prosecutors who will go to superhuman contortions to avoid sending criminals to jail. But when you look at the numbers in D.C. and Chicago, it's tempting to say that the National Guard moving into the district and threatening to do it in Chicago may have had something to do with it. And handing Trump a PR win is certainly enough to motivate even the bluest of politicians. Tim Walz didn't get serious about sending the National Guard into Minneapolis during the George Floyd riots until Trump threatened, absurdly, to send the 82nd Airborne. Of course, now we know that he should have sent them in because you send those guys in first. And the fact that Trump and the Republicans are pouncing all these numbers is triggering Big Left. All of it is there. All the evidence is there. And long story short, Trump, too, has the will. Prior administrations lack to enforce the law in the interior. Has a large population of removable aliens to choose from, thanks to the non-enforcement under Biden. And has the detention space to hold them, you know. Now, National Public Radio doesn't have any of that. They're not having any of that. And they may have a point when it comes to nationwide patterns. That we get this from them. During 2020 and 2021, homicide rates surged across the U.S. Now the nation is simply on the other side of that surge. There was a wide array of stresses, economic, financial, psychological, that the pandemic produced, according to Adam Gelb, president of the Council on Criminal Justice, which researches criminal justice policies. And there were greater opportunities to settle beefs with rivals, precisely because there were fewer people on the streets and fewer cops on the streets. Then John Roman, who directs the Center on Public Safety, says it's helpful to think of violence as an epidemic. More crime leads to more crime, and less leads to less. Just like more instances of a virus can lead to more people becoming infected. If epidemic causes things to spiral up, they should create virtuous cycles on the way down. fewer serious crimes. There are the more resources law enforcement has to investigate each crime. Now, that could pass the do you believe you're lying eyes test. Crime is down, right? Now, being NPR, they've got to advocate for government spending. They said between March and May 2020, the local government workforce of the U.S. shrank by around 10%. Now, local government jobs have rebounded. I guess that's it. I guess it was the unemployed government workers who were doing the shooting. So, when you take a tour through these stats, there's something there for everybody, except the gun control advocates, of course. They never like this kind of thing. This is nobody likes that. Gun control advocates hate when this happens. But what do you say to this? What do people say to this? What do the controlling people want to do? It's going to be hard to fight against this because right now, what's going on right now today is interesting. Because we were going through a rough patch there for a second. And now it's like we're rebounding again. And that's probably because of the direction we were going in to begin with. Now, while I sit here and I think about how many people they're going after and all the other things they're doing right now and what we're watching happen with NATO and Europe and all this other stuff, it's hard not to just sit back and go, we're back, aren't we? I think we're very near being back. I also believe that we got a long way to go. And that's okay. We're always going to have a long way to go. I'm very... Okay, I guess I froze there. My software freezes again. Let's put it up and then... Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Terry. Yes, sir. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir. Can you turn your radio down? Turn your radio down for me there. Yes, sir.
There we go. How's that?
I'm good to go.
All right. So, yeah, you were spot on about this money going to Europe and propping them up, and clearly that has to come to an end. And same with South Korea, you know, Japan. We got troops all over the place. One of the other places that I would think you would agree that we need to cut the $8 billion a year, or 7.8 last year, was Israel.
Ah.
We keep them propped up, and I think Tucker and Steve Bannon make a good point about, man, you got free health care, free college, and it's all on my dime. What do you think about that?
Well, I think you... At least you didn't lie through your teeth this time to get on the air.
What are you talking about?
Don't waste my time with that kind of stuff. Don't waste my time with that kind of stuff. Especially if you're not one of those... Yeah, just don't waste my time with that. But thanks for the call, nonetheless. Happy New Year. As we go along, I kind of think at some point we're probably going to switch over to some sort of a car besides gas-driven cars. And, I think it should be our choice and not a centralized government. This is News Talk. 98.9 WORD.